Lahore Police Chief Malik Iqbal says the bomber was aiming at police who were deployed outside the Lahore courthouse Thursday, preparing for an anti-government protest by lawyers.
It was a suicidal attack and the police on duty was the target.
Local television footage showed a chaotic scene outside the courthouse, with the road littered with the dead and injured. Pakistan has suffered from a wave of bomb attacks in recent months, mostly against the security forces, and hundreds of people have been killed. The government blames Islamic militants linked to Al-Qaeda for the attacks. 2 weeks ago, opposition leader and former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto was assassinated in a bomb and gunfire attack as she left an election rally in the city of Rawalpindi. Police Chief Iqbal says security has been tightened throughout Lahore following the latest attack.
Large number of policemen were deployed and the entire police on the high security alert, and large number of policemen are deployed all around Lahore, and we are enhancing the security of important personalities.
However, Ayaz Amir, a political analyst, says the continuing violence coupled with a deepening power crisis is plunging the nation into chaos.
Because it really means a greater slide into chaos. The government is losing its grip. It doesn't have its grip on anything. They don't have a grip on energy, the Barca, and they don't certainly have a grip on the suicide bombers or whoever is causing mayhem across the country. They don't have a grip on that.
President Pervez Musharraf declared a state of emergency last November and suspended the constitution. He said the extreme measures were necessary to curb rising violence by Islamic militants. But opponents say his real motive was to dismiss judges who were getting ready to rule that his re-election as president had been illegal. Since then, the nation's lawyers have been among Mr. Musharraf's strongest critics. The emergency was lifted in December and elections were scheduled for this month. But 3 days of rioting that followed the Bhutto assassination prompted Mr. Musharraf to postpone the elections to February 18th. Nancy Millia Collins, VOA News, Islamabad.